With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel today is expanding its attack on the Hamas terrorist group inside of Gaza. Israeli troops and tanks pushing deeper into Gaza, advancing on two sides of the territory's main city as they continue to respond to the terrorist attack earlier this month. Donald Trump continues to hold a sizable lead over his GOP presidential rivals in Iowa. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
With January's first-in-the-nation caucuses less than 3 months away, Trump has a commanding lead in Iowa, according to the NBC News Des Moines Register poll. Among likely Iowa caucus-goers, Trump has 43% support. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis are tied for second at 16%. Haley jumped higher since the August poll, while DeSantis slipped. All the other GOP candidates are in single digits. Greg Clugston, Washington.
General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union have reached a tentative contract agreement, one that could end a six-week-old strike against Detroit car makers. Three people briefed on the deal say it follows a pattern set with Ford and Stellantis. China's leaders meeting in Beijing to talk about that country's economy.
The meeting is aimed at searching for ways to mend China's fractured property market, create jobs for millions of unemployed youths, and spur faster growth. The National Financial Work Conference, usually held twice a decade, is expected to further fortify leader Xi Jinping's control of the country's $61 trillion financial sector.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Some pumpkin farmers in the West are feeling the pinching effects of drought. Colorado farmer Alan Mazzotti says by the time it started raining, it was just too late for this year's crop.
We found out pretty early in the year that our reservoir supplies were pretty low, and we were only going to get about half the water we normally get on a normal year.
On Wall Street near the close, the Dow up 540 points. This is SRN News. American pastors are worried about giving.
Not necessarily now, but soon. A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 82% of clergymen say they aren't sure young adults, Generation Z, will be tithing to their churches at the same rate their parents do. Of course, there are broad reasons for that. Gen Z is more financially pinched than previous generations, often because of huge student loan debts. And Gen Z is also less likely to be attending church in the first place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT advocates have filed a federal lawsuit challenging Tennessee's aggravated prostitution statute. That measure applies larger penalties to people who participate in prostitution while knowingly being infected with HIV. The plaintiffs argue that law stems from what they call the, quote, decades-old AIDS scare and discriminates against HIV-positive people. This is SRN News. Soccer body FIFA has banned ousted former Spanish Soccer Federation President Luis Rubiales from the sport for 3 years for misconduct at the Women's World Cup final, where he forcibly kissed a player, his correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
FIFA's not published details of the verdict reached by its disciplinary committee judges, who'd investigated charges relating to basic rules of decent conduct and behaving in a way that brings the sport of football and or FIFA into disrepute. Rubiales is also under a criminal probe in Spain for kissing player Jenny Hermoso on the lips after the team's 1-0 victory over England on August 20 in Sydney, Australia. Rubiales has denied wrongdoing to a judge in Madrid who'd imposed a restraining order on him not to contact the player. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.